proclamation number 8850 dated the September 6th, 1964. Free will must accept the truth. You can endorse everything I say to you before the world. For it needs the truth. With error and lies it will never find the path to me. You humans might wonder why I allowed the error to become so widespread, and I can only ever respond with the same answer, that your free will alone is the crucial factor as to whether or not you live in truth or in error. The fact that large congregations formed which continuously advocated their misguided opinions is also only based on their founders' free will, and the fact that untold people followed him again without forming their own opinion, without thinking about the responsibility of their attitude, must likewise be based on their free will. Free will may neither be infringed upon by me nor my adversary, yet my adversary has a far greater number of followers, because people don't think but leave this to the leaders whom they follow blindly. Yet they alone will not have to bear the responsibility, for all their followers will also be accountable, and only the degree of love each person carries will decide which fate they will have to endure one day. And wherever it may be, time and again I will send a spark of light which can ignite again. My spirit will become effective everywhere, because people will also repeatedly attain a high degree of love again, which will subsequently also offer me the opportunity to reveal myself, so that the pure truth can be conveyed to people over and over again. But who will accept it? Every person who portrays me to his fellow human beings differently than they imagine me to be is rejected, and therefore it is rarely possible to convey the truth to them. And no matter how clearly and unmistakably my word is given to them, people reject it, because they are influenced by my adversary, who will always fight against the truth and has great power due to the fact that only a very few live a life of love according to my will and thus are no longer exposed to his interventions. And that is where my word, the pure truth, will be accepted. They will recognize it as truth without their will being compelled. But since the truth is offered to everyone, those people who did not accept it will have to accept responsibility for that, for they could just as easily have believed my words as they did with error, because they possess free will. And thus you, who want to serve me, need only ever confront them with the pure truth, and every single person will have to form an opinion of it. If he is seriously interested in the pure truth, he will reflect on it, and then he will no longer be unreceptive to my revelations. This is why the spreading of my doctrine is the most important thing for which I require you as servants in my vineyard, for love must pass it on, it must be offered with love, and thus it will also appeal to every person who likewise practices love and therefore is receptive to the truth. This battle between light and darkness will continue until the end. The adversary will become increasingly more powerful because people's free will allows it. But I will also convey the truth to earth until the end, and this will highlight his activity and expose him. But it will only ever be obvious to those who are open-minded for the pure truth, whereas the others will hold on to their error and defend him. Even so, every soul you save from my adversary's trap is one for eternity. And the fact that in the kingdom of the beyond only that person is enlightened who knows the truth should impel you into increased vineyard work. Consequently, anyone who does not let go of his error here, will take it along into eternity and be unable to attain bliss until he abandons his erroneous thinking. And again, it only depends on his degree of love whether realization will come to him with lightning speed on entering the spiritual realm, so that he will let go of the error. Therefore, never forget to put the commandment of love first, Never forget to encourage people to live a life of love if they care about their soul's salvation. Then a person will already have quiet doubts about his hitherto advocated truth. And then it will also be easier to bring him the truth. He will accept it without opposition and yet without infringing against his free will. Amen.